ABC Radio Australia.
Now, it's hard to imagine the worry a parent feels when their child is in danger, especially when that child is really young. Andrew and Imelda Kilvert were beside themselves when their five-year-old daughter, Lily Kay, was reported missing at sea on board a boat that had failed to arrive at its destination after leaving Bougainville's capital. But relief came finally when they received a call to say that the boat had been found on its way to a different island. However, as Marion Farr reports, despite the joy of knowing Lily is safe and sound, the incident has sparked fresh warnings from the police over safety at sea.
Letting his five-year-old daughter travel on a banana boat is not something Andrew Kilvert would usually do.
Normally I absolutely forbid my children getting in these banana boats, but she was just so excited to go with her grandma and go back to the island that I said, oh, well, look, it's really calm weather conditions, and I checked the weather report. It's like, oh, yeah. So I'll make an exception this time.
But that exception took a terrifying turn when the boat went missing off the coast of Bougainville. It left the regional capital, Booker, with 13 people on board, but failed to arrive at its destination, Nisan Island.
It's a marine volcano, so it's hanging out of deep ocean, about 4 kilometres deep on one side. But because it's flat, you can't see it until you're close to it. So they probably just missed the island.
When the worrying news came through, Mr. Kilvert sprung into action.
You don't give in to worry when you're dealing with the ocean. You put it into action. You go action and you go logic, planning, block, search, current. The current drifts this way.
Mr. Kilvert says marine conditions in the region can be very dangerous.
So you've got a chain of volcanoes that are hanging out of deep ocean. So you get huge currents that are swirling through. And so it's difficult to predict the drift.
But just as Mr. Kilvert was loading up his boat with petrol and food, preparing to go and search for his daughter, a call came through with good news. The boat had landed at another island about 50 kilometres further north, and everyone on board was safe and sound.
Everyone's all right. They're all healthy, happy. Everyone's safe. Lily's puppy is still all right too, apparently. She took a puppy dog with her.
Mr. Kilvert and his wife, Imelda, were over the moon.
We're happy. We're very, very happy. We're going to go and get my little Lily and bring her back home.
Mr. Kilvert is himself an experienced sailor and runs a boat service in Bougainville. On Friday afternoon, he started the 20-hour journey to the Feeney Islands to pick up their daughter Lily, her grandmother, and the other passengers that had gone missing.
Basically, the boat's ready. We're about to jump in the boat when we got the phone call. So we're just going to go directly to Arnead, which is going to take us about overnight, go and pick up Lily. Because people have looked after our lot, what we're probably going to do now is go to the shop and get a whole lot of sausages and rice and food so that when we get to Arnead, we can make a big feast and make everybody happy.
But while it's been a happy outcome for the Kilvert family, the incident has sparked a reminder for others to be careful at sea. Bougainville's Police Chief, Deputy Commissioner Francis Tokura, says this isn't the first time a boat has gone missing in the province.
Most of the times we've heard in the news that a lot of people have drifted off, ending up in the Solomon Islands and even in other parts of PNG. And it's about time people listen to the strong wind warnings. And they must also have safety gear on their boats, flares and vests as well, so that when the boat sinks, at least they can float.
He urged people to heed weather warnings and to make sure they don't overload small dinghies with too many people and cargo. He also says anyone travelling on the water should let authorities know where they're going.
People don't tell us when they are travelling or where they are going to. They get lost along the way and their relatives start raising the signals that people have been lost in the sea. And that's a very big concern for us.
It's advice that Andrew Kilvert will be echoing for years to come.
Marion Farr reporting there.